blessings to everyone in Young Knock family, and I hope and pray that you will be blessed as we go to God's Word today. Today's scripture comes from Micah chapter 7. Again, today's scripture comes from Micah chapter 7, and I'm going to pray for us before we start reading. Father, I pray that you would grant us grace and wisdom as we go to your perfect Word. Lord God, as we go to the book of Micah, Lord, I pray that we will be able to see how we are living, what decisions we're making, and how we seek to glorify you and enjoy you forever, how we seek to build your kingdom and serve others. So, Lord God, I pray that you continue to show us your godliness and righteousness as we become more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Micah chapter 7, verse 1 through 20. What misery is mine? I am like one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The faithful have been swept from the land, not one upright person remains. Everyone lies in wait to shed blood, they hunt each other with nets. Both hands are skilled in doing evil, the ruler demands gifts, the judge accepts bribes, the powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright worse than a thorn hedge. The day God visits you has come, the day your watchmen sound the alarm. Now is the time of your confusion. Do not trust a neighbor, put no confidence in a friend, even with the woman who lies in your embrace. Guard the words of your lips, for a son dishonors his father, a daughter rises up against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man's enemies are the members of his own household. But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Because I have sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and upholds my cause. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness. Then my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. She who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see her downfall. Even now she will be trampled underfoot like mire in the streets. The day for building your walls will come, the day for extending your boundaries. In that day people will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, even from Egypt to the Euphrates, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. The earth will become desolate because of its inhabitants as the result of their deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, and the flock of your inheritance which lives by itself in a forest in fertile pasture lands. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in days long ago, as in the days when you came out of Egypt. I will show them my wonders. Nations will see and be ashamed, deprived of all their power. They will put their hands over their mouths, and their ears will become deaf. They will lick dust like a snake, like creatures that crawl on the ground. They will come trembling out of their dens. They will turn in fear to the Lord our God, and will be afraid of you. Who is the God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. You will be faithful to Jacob and show love to Abraham, as you pledged an oath to our ancestors in days long ago. Amen. So as we turn to the book of Micah, Micah is one of the prophetic letters that was distributed in Israel and Judah during the time of lots of sinning. Lots of sinning happening during this time. And if you go through the book of Kings, the book of Chronicles, you will see the repetitive pattern of this. So-and-so became king. So-and-so ruled for however many years. And so-and-so committed evil in the eyes of God. This happens over and over and over again. Now, what does that evil look like? It looks like idol worship, injustice against the poor, division amongst God's people, receiving the enemies, the culture and practice, especially the worship of idols and even child sacrifice and things like that. Lots of sinning happening in this land, and whenever the sin continues to prosper in the land of God's people, God sends prophets after prophets to warn them, to remind them of the calamity that is coming because of their sin, with an invitation to return, to repent, to repair their ways, to reinstate their relationship with God, to reestablish the worship of God. Obviously, they do not listen, and the fall of Israel first by the hands of Assyrians, and then the fall of the southern kingdom Judah at the hands of Babylonians, and they all take place throughout the Old Testament. And Micah is one of the prophets that spoke into the sins of God's people. And as Micah is speaking, if you look at the first chunk, I mean, I divided this in three different chunks, 1 through 7, 8 through 13, 14 through 20. If you look at the first chunk, the situation does not look good at all, right? It starts with this. If you look at verse 5, do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend. Verse 6, a son dishonors his father. Daughter rises up against her mother, and so on and so forth. As Micah is prophesying, he is prophesying about the calamity that is coming, about a devastation and the division in the land that is coming. But at the end of that, verse 7, but as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. See, humanity is suffering today because of my sin, because of your sins, because somebody else's sins. I always remind my students that you will always be affected and be victimized by sin. It could be yours. It could be somebody else's. You could often hurt yourself. You could hurt others, and others could hurt you. But because of that, there will be this constant upheaval, a constant division, constant pain and suffering. But in those moments, my prayer, Yonah family, is that we will look to verse 7. As for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. And despite there's a language of judgment, there's a sound of or the prophecy of judgment and destruction for his people, God's people, for sinning and turning away from him, there's this message of hope. If you look at verse 8 through 13, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I fall, and I'll arise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. And here's the thing, verse 9, because I've sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and upholds my cause. See, as I mentioned before, we are all suffering today, and we will continue to suffer on this side of eternity because of our own sins and somebody else's sin. And because of that, we will have to spend a season, a brief amount of time, just like verse 9. We will have to deal with God's discipline. Not an eternal one, not eternal rejection, but momentary discipline. Momentary correction and rebuke. Until what though? He pleads my case and upholds my cause. See, my prayer is that as we go through that season of discipline, the season of suffering, we will trust in God's timing as he is and as he will plead our cause and uphold my case. And something I explained to my students recently was Christian faith is all about this. Maybe all is a strong word, but mostly about this. There's a starting point of God's promise, and there's an end point of God's deliverance. And this sequence happens many times in our lives, every season, every day. There's a starting point of God's promise, there's an end point of God's deliverance, and in the midst of that is confusion, is oftentimes frustration, oftentimes waiting. And in those moments, what will you do? And that's when faith shines. I also told my students that faith doesn't shine in the season of certainty. Faith shines in the season of confusion. And perhaps you are in that season of confusion. Maybe you don't know what to do. moving forward in your life. Maybe there's a frustration, or there's some kind of a debacle in your career or in your business. There's some kind of relational struggles that you guys might have. But in those moments, I hope and pray that you remember verse 9. Even when we are suffering under the consequence of our own sin as well as other people's, God will surely plead our case and uphold our cause, and there will be that day of deliverance and victory that is promised. And as we finish up the final chunk, Micah talks about who God is and what he does. If you look at verse 19, you will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. Even when the wickedness of Israel, the wickedness of Judah is through the roof, when people, all they think about is sin, they've completely turned against God, Micah is speaking about the forgiveness of sins. Not only just forgiveness, but forgetfulness of sin. That God, in his great grace, not only does he forgive, but he also forgets. He hurled all our iniquities into the depths of the sea so that they will never be seen ever again. And that's what Jesus does for us. A lot of people think God forgives us and holds that debt collector paper in front of our faces for the rest of our lives, reminding us, oh, look what I've done in order to forgive you and rescue you, yet you continue to live like this. But that's not the case at all. When God forgives, he also forgets. And he hurls all our iniquities into the depths of the sea so that nobody will be reminded of our sins ever again. And that's the victory of Christ that he has won for us. And my prayer is that we will celebrate that in the midst of our suffering and struggle. We will hope for that and remember that. And in those moments, I pray that God will grant you peace and joy. Let's pray. Father, as we go through the book of Micah, it is clear that your people are marred in sin. And when we look at our own lives, we are not too different from these people who sinned against you and rejected you. But even as you present your plan of discipline and wrath, you're also showing us that you will deliver, that you will rescue your people, and you will forgive their sins. So Lord God, that is the same hope that we carry today, knowing that you will deliver us, that despite our sins, your love is undying for us, that despite our iniquities, your grace abounds. So Lord, I pray that we'll continue to trust in your goodness, that we will no longer be defined by our sin or our fallenness, but defined by the victory of Jesus Christ. So Lord, have mercy on us as we continue to read your word every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.